Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I'm joined by my friend Lauren.
Hello.
And my friend Helen.
Hi.
How are you both?
Yeah, good, good, very good.
Very well. Enjoying the sun.
What a week to be British.
Yeah. It really is.
It's like 2012 all over again.
It really is. The weather was good then, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh great. We had extra days off.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of the Royal Wedding. Then there was the 2012 Olympics where everyone just went mental.
Yeah, but it was all the same year.
Oh,
so
was it?
Queen's Jubilee or something. Royal Wedding won and Olympics. So that was like top British British year. So this was like a nice replay.
That was the greatest year to be British.
And it, Since
we got a bit big for our boots and thought we could go it alone. Cue 5 years later, we're leaving. So we're going to have a very special Royal Wedding edition of This Might Be The News this week. No facts, no quiz, task force, just an overall...
We should call it This Might Be The Vows.
Oh, lovely.
I can't do puns.
Close enough. Vows, news, just...
It's got a W in the same place.
It's got the same number of letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we go with it.
This might be the pews.
Pews, yeah, better. Pews.
Oh, wow. We've started on a low, so...
We can only go up from here.
The only way is up. So, I mean, did you guys watch it?
Yes. I had a run-in with Virgin Trains in trying to get the setup I wanted because I paid for Wi-Fi, and then after I started streaming, got an email to say that I'd gone over the fair usage of their Wi-Fi, so I then had to just revert to sort of jumpy 3G, which is rubbish. Very angry.
But you made the most of it. And...
Yeah, I'm not sure that like on a phone, on a train, is how they envisaged the live stream would be used. But
they should have thought of every scenario.
Exactly.
They should have done like a little street party, but on the train. I'm sure the other commuters would have loved.
Yeah.
Rally the troops. Get everyone around. It'd be like the Blitz spirit again.
People trying to have like a little nap, and I'm there handing out like Union Jack flags.
Wearing a little bowler hat and passing around the Scotch eggs.
Well, I have obviously been to M&S pre-train and so had bought everything.
All the traditional British pork snacks. And Helen?
No.
Which does make you perfectly qualified for this.
Absolutely. And it's not because I don't care or don't like the royals. I just had some admin to do in the morning and I missed the beginning of it.
What an excuse. Just add some admin.
I thought you were going to say you were just busy or you're out. Like, no, just admin.
No, like I was out, but not doing anything exciting. Just doing like the jobs you have to do at the weekend. But I got back in time to catch some of it.
Okay. So the main event. And I mean, I didn't watch it either, but... Well, I didn't watch it...
So strap in, guys.
A lot of speculation in this week's... speculation about a thing that actually happened that was very easy to watch. So I watched it in the end, but I was on a train when it was going on, so I missed it, which is odd for me, because obviously I'm very close with the royals now. Because earlier this week, obviously, I got to shake hands with... Charles and Camilla.
I mean, the photo is just wonderful. You look so at home with the royals.
If anyone remembers Kevin and Perry, he looks like Perry when the Pattersons are in the room. With like a curtsy.
And the most exceptional thing is that it was of all the days not to decide to iron your shirt. Do let it be on the day where you're photographed heavily because the royals have come into the office.
Meeting Big Cam. So
you won them over though.
Yeah. So I mean, Camilla, I went like full schoolboy, and you know, like when you,
that's your thing though, isn't it? That's like, your look.
But like, as in, I just found myself putting my hands behind my back, and then just sort of putting my hand. Very nice to meet you, but I like was composed by the time. Charles came along, and so was able to pull out a bit of banter for Chaz.
What did you say to Prince Charles on the eve of his only remaining son's wedding? What did you
open
with?
What did I pull out of the bag? Well, I won't say where I went, but he was like, is it hard to get in here? And I went, well, the doors can be a bit tricky. And he joined in. He was like, and the lift. And I was like, yes, Chaz.
Did you high five? Because you mimed a high five.
For the listeners' benefit, I mimed a high five. There was no high five. There was just, no, I ruffled his hair. And off, no, we just shook hands. He was a very red-faced man. And I've now noticed, I was watching the ceremony last night. I did watch it afterwards. Mm. He's like the most red-faced man in the world.
Like an old pub man face.
Yeah. Just
where
like,
they're like burst where, nose vessels where from being an alcoholic.
Yeah, where sunburn meets whiskey soaked.
Yeah.
It's like a two-pronged attack on his face. He's absorbed a lot of sun
from all the
colonies.
When your hair gets whiter, the redness gets more noticeable. Yeah. When he had his dark, luscious crop, it was a bit less noticeable that he was that like red-faced. Although that's quite good because that's sort of reassuring that he is probably definitely Harry's dad. He's quite
red-faced. They look quite similar, actually.
I'm coming around to the idea that he is Harry's dad.
Like, they're identical. From the haircut.
Just, everyone spotted another ginger person. It was like, it must be him.
Yeah.
So I watched it in the end. I watched it last night. And so I did make... I made some notes. I made three notes, which will rear their head as the show goes on. But... I mean, let's start first of all with who. I didn't get an invite despite the well wishing that I did. But
I bet
who,
he was kicking himself that he didn't meet you sooner.
Yeah, exactly. If I'd told those seeds a month ago, I might have been involved in like writing the speech.
Yeah, probably.
With gags like that. But who did make it? Who were some of your favourite standout guests from the day?
Oh, you had Oprah.
No, Oprah was there.
Yeah. Oprah was there.
Oprah was there.
Because you forget she's this American TV star. So there are
Megan is.
Megan, yeah.
Sorry. Do you know who Megan is? You've seen her before yesterday.
I've not seen her before, really, other than I've seen her in... I've never seen her speak. I think it was the first time I've seen, like, moving footage of her.
What do you think? She's beautiful.
Yeah, I've seen photos of her. She is beautiful. She looks like a bit like a Disney princess. Mm. And she looks like she's a really good person.
Yeah.
Which always makes me suspicious.
She does quite a lot of humanitarian work. And she speaks very eloquently.
And softly.
She famously wrote to... I want to say it was like to P&G or some huge brand when she was about 11 years old, asking for some sort of like feminist statement of like why they didn't hire more women.
Really?
Yeah, when she was 11.
She was already a do-gooder at 11.
Yeah, and then as you've said, her work in TV, she does a lot of work, humanitarian charities, and that's how, originally with her and Harry, that's how, I mean, obviously there's the whole... Her friend set her up on a blind date, which none of my friends have ever done anything quite so spectacular.
Who is this friend that can casually tee up a date with Prince Harry?
Not sure who it was.
you'd be annoyed at them though if it was a blind date and you just turned up in like jeans and a t-shirt.
With her messy bun.
It's Prince Harry in full military clobber.
She obviously goes in like very high circles of her own. So her best mate, who's the mother of the two page boys and the bridesmaids that weren't Prince Charles and Prince George and Princess Charlotte.
a real vision though. Prince Charles is a flower girl.
Their mum is the stylist of Justin Trudeau's wife.
Yeah.
And she's originally Canadian. That's where they film Suits. So she knows a lot of like the Canadian set.
Okay.
So I'm a really big fan of her, and all the if you ever want a laugh, read the comments on the Daily Mail online where they're like, she's just so manipulative and wheedled her way into our prince's heart. It's like, oh yeah, because he would have chosen you otherwise. I'm really behind it.
I'm so behind it. The comments everywhere online have just been...
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to single out.
No. I was in a real rabbit hole on Instagram, and I have no idea who I read this on, but they were saying, anyone who can remember the 11-year-old boy staring at the gravel behind his mum's coffin, I know, and you're literally like, oh, I remember it. And they're like, anyone who can remember that scene will just want him to be happy, and he looks very happy today.
Yes. He does.
He's done all right, as well.
Our boy.
So they were both there, Harry and Meghan.
Harry and Meghan were there.
And Oprah.
Idris Elba.
Wow, okay.
And it transpires that he DJ'd the party.
Of course he did.
Do you know who MC'd it, apparently?
No.
James Corden.
Oh. That's the classic thing of America and England coming together, James Corden. Like, they see him as this, like, oh yeah, tuxedoed, gag man, late show host, and we see him as Smithy. Yeah, and never anything else.
This awful troll ogre who just won't stop showing up at things.
I do like carpool karaoke. That's quite good.
And yeah. I did like Smithy.
Yes, that was good. But so what did he do? He was the MC.
Well, he was invited to the wedding with his wife, and then allegedly, I don't have to use that word for this, apparently
we're not making slights on people's like political decisioning.
He did a surprise MC, not like MC Grindr, but like MC
Master Ceremonies, yes. That held the whole thing together.
But by surprise, do you mean as in no one asked him to?
Well, that's my concern. He just thought, hold on. Because
we've all been there when someone's thought it's a really good idea to get behind the mic and start ad-libbing.
Yeah.
But maybe don't do that at the royal wedding.
Exactly.
So it was quite like a Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the Beckhams
were
there. Serena Williams and her husband, who I can't remember what he found.
Is he like the Reddit guy?
Reddit. Alexis Sahanian.
Okay. Do I see Clooney was knocking about?
Clooney and Amal
were there.
What's the link there? Is that because they're all do-gooders together?
Yes, she knows the lawyer. She knows Amal through their humanitarian work, I believe.
Because everyone's been commenting quite like, making such a statement, like humanitarian lawyer, human rights lawyer, Amal Clooney was there with her and her husband, rather than the old like, oh, look who George has rocked up with.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
it was very glam, very showbiz.
And then obviously all the royals. So your Zara, your Mike Tyndall.
The Beatrice Potter one.
Beatrice Potter 1 and 2. They were there in their ugly sisters sort of get up.
Which is what you want for a princess. Yeah. For a princess wedding, you do need the ugly sisters there.
Yeah. You need all the characters. You need all the main bits filled.
And did you say like he brought people from his charity and stuff?
Yeah. So they flew over a few people from Centebale, from Lesotho. They were all there, and I didn't know this, but someone was telling us earlier, I think that she invited, she works with an HIV charity, and she invited a few people from that. So they really did have a, like, everyone gets stuck in, everyone's invited.
It was a man of the people kind of wedding. It makes you think the Duke of Edinburgh was actually quite well behaved then. Like, there's so much material for
he's
him there.
He's just had his
hip
operation, hasn't he? So maybe he's still really stated.
He's still on meds.
He thought he was very much in a dream.
His eyes could not have gone any wider yesterday.
Oh, wow. And of course, there were no politicians apart from one person there, which I quite enjoyed because I just knew Cameron would want to be there, but he wasn't. It was just John Major. And do you know why John Major was the only person?
I do, only because you told me about 10 minutes ago, but I'll save it. It's really sweet, really.
Yeah. So when Prince Diana died, John Major was no longer the Prime Minister, but had recently stopped being the Prime Minister.
Who was it? Tony Blair?
Yeah.
Right.
So Prince Charles suggested that John Major be there, that Harry and Will's personal advisor and oversee the will, like Diana's will.
He became their protector.
Really?
Yeah, who knew?
No way.
So he was doing that on the side. We all just thought he was the boring one, but actually he was doing that. They'll make a movie of that, or at least like that'll be an episode of The Crown.
Yeah, yeah.
He's their guardian.
Yeah, so it was very much like a personal wedding. They didn't feel the need to invite anyone because they had to. So May, despite that's her constituency, isn't it? Windsor?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't get a look in.
Good.
Yeah, good. Good riddance.
Get rid of the ham faces.
Yeah, of May, Cameron, and actually I think Kate Middleton's become a bit of a ham face.
What's a ham face?
She just looked a bit like she didn't want to be there or was rolling her eyes.
A bit smug.
Yeah, a bit smug.
I thought the same, but I've always been a bit frightened to speak out against Kate Middleton. She's got some fans. She looked lovely, but I also thought, I wonder if she's missing the day when it was all her eyes on her.
It was all about her, and like Megan is kind.
I mean, she did look good, considering she had a baby 3 weeks ago.
Oh, she looked fantastic.
Yeah, but she just looks a bit snooty about the whole thing.
Yeah, agreed.
Whereas Megan did look like a perfect princess.
And she's just so clever.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's one to watch.
One to watch! Little bit late there. A little bit late.
Don't worry. If you want all the breaking news, do come to us.
You might not be able to get the best odds on Paddy Power. On
Meghan Markle, one to watch.
Obviously a lot went down on like the hours and hours of TV footage. What were your highlights?
I liked the gospel choir.
Okay, sure.
Me too. That is when I arrived home.
Okay, so you, okay, so you really did come back. Like,
right, I'll let you do that bit then.
No, that's
fine. That's the only bit
that's,
you watched.
That's all I've really got to say on the matter. It was lovely. It was a very modern song.
Yeah.
Done in a very stylish way.
The guy nailed it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely like, killed it.
It was wonderful.
I also really liked the page boys. And bridesmaids, just their little bit, their little look over the shoulder with the veil coming up the steps.
They were quite a motley little crew, weren't they?
Yeah, but that's kind of cute because then you're like, you know, it's real. They've not just been picked because they're good looking kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or why were they ugly?
I wasn't thinking they were ugly, it's just more they were quite like a pack and they were sort of like...
they were a bit of a rabble and they were running wild and I was quite worried because they were really hoisting up the veil, wandering down with it and, you know, like the whole thing's held on by a million-pound tiara, you think, like...
And one of them was a two-year-old, I mean, that's punchy picking a two-year-old, like, because pretty much all two-year-olds are, like, if they go 20 minutes without being somehow covered in spaghetti hoops, it's a miracle.
Or just naked.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see your, this is your exposure to two-year-olds.
I didn't see it, but I thought it was really touching that she kind of walked herself down the aisle a bit and then Charles met her. So was that bit nice?
So, she did the first bit on her own. So even before... her dad had a heart attack and couldn't make it. Even before that, she was always apparently going to walk the first bit down on her own as a feminist statement, and then walk the last bit with her father, and then stop before, so it wasn't the like official giving away.
It was just someone supporting you down the aisle.
Yeah, exactly. So then Charles looked in. I loved that.
A last minute check.
Charles on Friday. I mean, that's what you really should have taken credit for when you met him. Like, I tell you what, why don't you get in on the old aisle walk?
Yeah, I did whisper that in his ear, but I just didn't want to.
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't want to take the credit.
I thought that had you written all over it.
Planted that seed.
But it's done them so much good, the royal family. I think it's there's pictures of what's Meghan's mum called?
Doria.
And Charles arm in arm and giggling. And it just makes them look.
She was very poised. The mum was very poised, considering there was no real gaggle of her family there. And they seem to have a bit of a I'm not sure who can be trusted from the family because you've got a lot of like, the brother, the estranged father, but they still are close.
Wow. There's quite a lot of like negative sentiment bubbling around her side of the family, and, like from the British press. Like,
strange! How strange that that's what they went for
in these such vibrant multicultural times for the British press, where we're really definitely not xenophobic at all. That we're suspicious of foreigners coming over and marrying our princes. But it did, and then so you hinted it. But what went on with the dad? Why was their dad there?
I think in a sort of fake shake style sting.
Don't sting the royal wedding. Come on, guys.
The dad was caught out trying to sell photos for £100,000 to paparazzi.
Right, so he was booking them in advance and then he was
going to
sell
some. I would have to check. It was photos of him looking up stuff about the royal wedding, but it was staged. They had like filmed him doing it.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then the stress of how badly that went last Sunday caused a heart attack. Or certainly he was in hospital with a heart issue and on Thursday had an operation. Couldn't make the wedding. Which is just the last thing you need because I'm sure whatever her relationship with her dad, you don't want them in hospital the week before your wedding in any degree.
No. Added stress.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's not like she's not got all eyes. I mean, I know that you think she's one to watch, but a lot of people have got there earlier and were already watching her. So she's had a lot of eyes on her.
It's been very difficult to... Yeah. But I guess you had a highlight involving Diana.
Oh, the empty chair.
I completely didn't clock that. Where did they put it?
Next to Charles. So the end of the pew.
Oh, that's very nice.
And Meghan had Diana's ring on.
The big turquoise one.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is pretty emotional.
Yeah.
But there was really
And Elton John in the crowd. That was very emotional.
Oh, and he sang at the...
Why was Elton John being in the crowd a thing?
Because Elton John obviously sung Candle in the Wind, the most moving piece of music that's ever been.
Of course. Sure. but there was one highlight that really stood out for everyone, from what I gather, from the internet's reaction, and that was Reverend Curry.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
So what was the deal there?
So he basically started up by saying it was, there were two motifs to his speech. And one, he did it. He's the head of the Episcopalian Church in the US. And he did it in the exact style when you see kind of like black Baptists, like, whoa, like really.
Yeah, he was like leaning over the
in, cheering everyone, really like going for it. And he was speaking about love and fire, love being like, be open to love and share the love. And he started with a Martin Luther King quote, very modern.
Yeah.
Mm. And then fire, I can't remember the biblical part that this comes from, but he talked about how like, the biggest thing that humans have ever done, the human race has ever done, is kind of harness the power of fire. Imagine if you could now, like the next thing you could do would be to harness the power of love. And he had this whole thing about that. And he was like, but even the whole way through it, he talked about, he was like, the cars that you came in, that's all from harnessing the power of fire. The you fact that tweet. You can tweet and text and Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Instagram got a shout out.
So it was really different, wasn't it? It was quite good to actually see they were embracing sort of black American culture rather than just trying to hush it.
Yeah, I think that caught like the press off guard, didn't it? Like I think people had been told in advance this is going to be a modern wedding, this is going to be different, but then how much they actually embrace black culture was fantastic and caught everyone by surprise.
Certainly the senior royals were a few side
there were so eyes going in every direction up and
the
down.
Kate and Camilla one was one for me. There was a real catch, a side eye catching there.
Zara Phillips,
yeah, she didn't know where to look.
Absolutely gobsmacked.
I mean, it did go on a bit, didn't
but they had a really sweet moment as well where Mike was rubbing her belly.
Because she's hugely pregnant. Didn't realise that. I imagine I would have done some eye rolling there as well, but that's just because I'm not religious.
I think sort of after the first 10 minutes, I think people started to get a bit.
Sorry, how long was it?
It was the main event.
Right. It was like, I'd say it was the best part of 20 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd call it 20 minutes.
Yeah, like, so I think first, if I'd been there first 10 minutes, I'd been like, yeah, this is like different, it's a show, like, I'm on board, like, cause those things are so boring.
But
like,
that's a lecture, 20 minutes.
Then it got into the lecture bit, and it did feel like he'd like lost his train of thought. But
no, but then he did make a joke, it did look like he'd kind of gotten off his train of thought, and then he went, well, I suppose we've got to wrap this up because let's get you guys married, and everyone laughed, and it was like, oh, the fact that you've even laughed.
What was he said? Two young people fell in love, and we all showed up, and like that's. I think that's the thing that's sort of.
Oh, it's just there were a few very sweet moments as well with Harry. So when she obviously he welled up when she came down the aisle, and he said to her, "Oh, you look amazing. I'm so lucky." And then when he lifted her veil, he just went, hi. And she said, hi back. And then before it started, it's so normal. And he held her hand throughout. And before it started, he was like, I'm shitting it.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
They're just very real, aren't
very
they?
Very real. I think normal. Probably the key to a happy marriage, being able to be open and swearing.
Yeah. Sweary.
Yeah.
And obviously, like the main thing they like to look at the next day is the outfits. Did any outfits stand out?
Well, the bride.
Good that. She wore a good dress, did she?
Very nice dress. I wasn't a massive fan of the main one at first, but it's grown on me a lot. It's very nice, very simple, very stylish.
Wasn't she wearing some old tiara from like way back when?
Yeah. Princess Margaret's tiara.
Oh, really?
I think. I could be wrong. It might be somebody else's.
I think it's like super old.
Yeah, it's very old.
A tiara of note.
Some sort of famous tiara.
Okay.
And it's also it's a British designer for Givenchy who had designed it.
Right.
And famously, you have to remember that over the last couple of years, Givenchy's probably more been known for its association under Ricardo for dressing the Kardashians. So this is a huge step change
in the other direction
for their female creative director, who's British, to design the royal wedding dress.
Nice.
And marks a very significant change in their
target their audience.
Yeah,
and then in the evening she changed into Stella McCartney, which is very glam and very nice.
Very glam, but also Stella McCartney's all ethical fabrics, so very much in there.
What do you mean ethical fabrics?
So like no fur, no leather, all ethically sourced.
Of course you think not no fur, no leather on a wedding dress.
Let's just picture that though. Rework that in white leather.
In my head it's because of the extent of my fashion.
July.
It's like a fur waistcoat with leather sleeves. on a wedding dress.
Or, you know, those like 90s go-go boots with the fur around your leg.
Oh, yeah, pom pom.
Yeah.
Her hair was really chilled and laid back as well. Only took 45 minutes to do, apparently. Read that this morning. The other princesses looked awful, as always.
Which, again, is what you want.
Yeah. My favourite, though, is because she always turns up looking like an absolute baller, and it's the queen.
Yeah. Just, she wore her little lime green.
She wore lime green. She looked amazing.
She just loves turning up looking like a big gobstopper, doesn't she? I just imagine her opens her like her wardrobe, and it's just the citrus collection, and it's what fruit will it be? Because she likes going for like a big statement, like lemon, yep. Or like green, or like a raspberry or an orange, doesn't she?
It was her 90th birthday this year, and she had to go to watch some awful sort of Britain's Got Talent kind of display.
Variety show. Yeah.
But she wore a nice lime green number for that as well. Which popped.
Yeah, she likes that, and then she also just looks like she's just like, fuck all of you, I've seen all of this before.
Yeah, she really does. Well, I've got a real newfound respect for her, mainly because of Netflix, The Crown.
Right.
So, have you watched it?
First few episodes, I got the gist.
No, you need to have watched the second series, which is pretty much a history lesson, and they sort of take a few liberties in terms of jumping around in time frames.
Yeah.
But you get like the Jackie O JFK visit, then you get Gordonston, Prince Charles going to Gordonston, where they sort of do a flashback to his dad being part of the Nazi. Yeah, like, God. They really don't, they don't shy away from tackling any of the things. But some of the things you see what the Queen had to deal with, where whether it was sort of making decisions about who her sister could marry and like putting the country and the crown ahead of her decisions for her family. Yeah. She is just sitting there. She has got balls.
She's earned it.
And she is sitting there like, yeah, we've seen all this before. Like, this is great. This is going to be the next big thing.
She's what she's one to watch. And so what next? Because I was very aware when I was watching this that we're not going to have another royal thing for a very long time, are we?
No. What do you mean in terms of a celebration?
Well, like, that's no one left to get married.
It's got to be a funeral next.
I'm not watching Beatrice's wedding, I'll tell you, I'll tell you that much.
I certainly don't think YouTube will be vying to stream that one.
But... it'll like, I guess it'll be a death, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be a funeral.
It's got to be. Have we had four weddings yet?
Well, if you count, it depends how far back.
No, but like, okay, so recently you've had probably
Zara, Kate Middleton,
Harry and Meghan.
Must have been another one,
but a big one. Charles and Camilla.
Yeah.
That's kind of a new. So we are on for a funeral next.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah.
Also, Prince Philip is very old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless him.
So that might be what's next. If we can squeeze in a bit of like a positive baby story.
Yeah, maybe Harry and Meghan could have a baby.
Yeah. That'd I'll send them a nice. Note saying.
I'll ask if they can. The nation needs it.
I think for optics, it would be good to have another baby next year.
Yeah. Just keep
getting early.
If they can time it just for when Article 50 is triggered.
Yeah.
When we've got 29th of March.
I mean, I don't think they need you to tell them that. That's going to be May's play. She'll be in there on Monday like, so
timelines.
Holes in.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that, gang. But I'd say all in all, it's probably the best royal wedding we've been alive for.
Definitely the best royal wedding I've ever seen.
Me too. Agreed.
Great work, gang.
One to watch.
Well, that's all we've got time for on this week's episode. This is actually going to be the last. This might be the news for a while, because we know how like Parliament comes to an end in the summer. Yeah. It's kind of the summer, isn't it, now? And like, basically, that was the last of the news, the royal wedding thing.
Yeah, that's sort of, let's peak on a high and leave it there.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, I'll be around for like any big breaking news. If there's like, if the country goes to war, obviously, I'll be like boots on the ground. Reporting from the front line. I guess I don't know what other news.
Just saying war-based things like front line and boots.
I've used them up now.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
And I guess, I don't know, I guess they might call me up to do some coverage of the World Cup. That's coming up.
Yeah. Oh, and you did such an amazing job the last time you took on a football challenge, so...
Oh, well, and I didn't even know how the Premier League worked.
Yeah.
I don't think I even called it the Premier League.
The football.
The football. I tried taking over from Arsene Wenger a few weeks ago. It didn't work out well.
Not good.
No, they sort of...
ended up with a party that was Arsene Wenger French themed.
And what they ended up throwing him actually looked a bit similar to what we suggested. So,
just saying.
But so for our listeners who have been using this podcast to actually get their news, I mean, I recommend just, I guess the closest thing would be listening to Hearsay at a pub. not the pop band, but just general, if you hear just general mutterings in a pub, that believe whatever they're saying.
Extrapolate and assume.
And then tell.
And then I would suggest that you want to maybe like map that onto a chart with like headlines from the Metro that you've read over someone's shoulder on the tube.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that sort of matrixes out to exactly this podcast.
Yeah.
To fill the gaps. Perfect.
Yeah, so you'll get by, you'll be fine without us. If there's any big news, we'll be getting on the microphone. If not, we'll be rearing our heads in a few months' time. But listeners, thanks for being with us, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to This Might Be The News. If you enjoyed this week's episode, then we would love it if you shared it with all your friends. Even better would be reviewing it on iTunes, which will help other people find us. Cheers!